B'tochen for Life, Shiur number 113, Thursday, Parshiyos Chukas Balak. We are discussing the words of the Ramchal, the power of Kivinu. And the Ramchal reveals a very important concept that we all have within us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that looks hidden, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not reveal himself in the world. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu send bracha and hatzlacha in the world? The Ramchal explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends it through people turning to Hashem and realizing that Hashem is the source of everything that they have, and they turn to Him. That creates the channel, that hope, that waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua opens the gates, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with endless shefa, which benefits a person in all areas of life. And he even adds something that's a little bit mystical, but we'll just touch on it. He says that the word kivinu is the same word as kav, which means a line, which means a pipe. And he says when a person opens up his heart and is mikaveh to the Ribbono Shel Olam, ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom, he creates a pipe. And the Ribbono Shel Olam sends endless bracha down that pipe. Now we have to internalize this, because as grown-up Americans, we are used to receiving immediately what we want and what we need. We are used to instant gratification. And the essence of Kivinu is to teach us that the wanting itself, even if we don't necessarily see the Yeshua the way we perceive it, the wanting is the engine that brings tremendous Yeshuas in a person's life. And that constantly needs a chizuk. Like the pasuk says, Kaveh al Hashem, hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if you don't get answered, the pasuk says again, Chazak v'yametz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem, strengthen yourself and still be kaveh al Hashem. Still hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Yetzirah is going to try to make a person give up and forget about it and try to find a different way out of his tzara, or Rachmana Litzlan, to get the person to despair. And when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, despairs or he turns to other avenues, he is shutting the pipe. He is shutting the kivinu. And the Yetzirah tries his best to stop us from feeling this kivinu. But this kivinu is the source of our Yeshua. And the Arizal writes, which we mentioned once, that when a person says in the bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, in Es Tzemach David, he says, Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom, he should think in his mind everything that he has to do today, and think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save him. Be mikaveh, have bitachon, and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, ki lishuascha, for your Yeshua kivinu kol hayom, I hope for everything that I have to do today. And then a person will be matzliach throughout his day. And that doesn't only apply in every day, that applies in all areas of life. When a person is faced with a difficulty, he should operate his power of kivinu. It's an opportunity. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and hope for his Yeshua. And that is the kav, that is the pipe that will bring a person Yeshuas, refuas in every area of life. So even if a person, let's say, needs a shidduch or a refuah, and he turns to Hashem and he hopes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua, he will not only see Yeshuas in that area, he will see Yeshuas in all areas of life. Every tzar, Rachmana Litzlan, is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to feel, ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom. And then we open the pipe for Yeshuas and refuas.